Colebrook, and I won't ask you to come up to Colebrook, but I really would like to. We miss you, Bino. I don't know enough about energy. I'm all about local food, local energy, and everything else. So I'm wondering, is this commission the beginning of an energy policy that New Hampshire is going to make for us so that we can have, you know, produce our own energy? I'm talking biomass. I'm talking local microhydro, local energy projects, so that when the grid goes down, you know, we don't have this huge, massive blackout all the way down the eastern seaboard because the grid's gone down on a major transmission line. I mean, are we looking at policy that's going to make it more local, or are we looking at this big, huge thing that's going to make it so big that when it goes down, it's huge? So that is a hypothetical question. But my real question to the committee is, you know, is this committee the beginning of an energy policy or an energy committee that's going to make energy policy for the state of New Hampshire?
Well, good question. You know, the whole issue of Northern Pass and the projects we're seeing happening around the state, the wind turbines, really begs the question, what is our energy policy for the state? And it doesn't seem that we have one. So to your question as to whether this commission is the start of that, I would say this commission has to do with studying the feasibility of underground energy corridors for the state of New Hampshire. Separate from that, I would like to see us start working on a comprehensive energy policy for this state, because I think the last report or policy I saw was dated back 2002, so it's definitely something we need to work on, and it's something I intend to work on.
Thank you very much.